This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dale Cugat, senior economist for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Upland area is projected to be about 10.3 million acres, up roughly 14.5%, while ELS area is projected at 190,000 acres, a 34% increase.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Projected upland area throughout the southeast is estimated at 2.4 million acres and represents an increase of 26.4% from the previous year. All states in the region intend to increase cotton acreage in 2010-11. As we look into the Mid-South, projected plantings of 1.73 million acres represent an increase of about 6%. The only decline in the region is seen in Louisiana, down 13% to 200,000 acres. The largest acreage increase is expected to be seen in the Southwest, specifically in Texas, where producers intend to plant 600,000 more acres of upland cotton than planted in the 2009 season. In the West, California producers intend to plant 100,000 acres of upland cotton, up roughly 41% from last year. New Mexico and Arizona plantings are also up. Looking at the extra long staple plantings, we're seeing a projection of an estimated climb of about 34% to 190,000 acres. The greatest increase is expected to be seen in California, up 46,000 acres. So in summary, all cotton is expected to be at 10.5 million acres, an increase of 14.8%.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we take and apply each state's average yields with some projected harvested acres, we come up with a generated crop of about 16.1 million bales, with 15.6 million of upland and 511,000 of ELS. Obviously, weather will have a dramatic impact on the final crop size, particularly in light of the fact that Texas is expected to account for over 50% of the U.S. cotton area. However, under ideal conditions, we could see a crop grow to 17 to 18 million bales. As well, at the same time, if weather was to cause an issue, we could see the crop decline down to 13 to 12 million bales.